true Carbondale fashion, serenading the polls on November 3rd stood two masked musicians, Natalie Spears and Nick Pinto.
Our best political song rally?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh God.
I am a woman named after my mother. Oh man, with another child that's grown. Dreams were thunder, I knew his desire. So house would have burned out a long time ago. Make me an angel.
Hey, thanks.
Hey.
Thanks for that song, guys.
You're welcome.
Could you tell us a little bit about why you're here, what motivates you to play music in front of Town Hall today of all days?
Well, there is a nationwide organization called Playing for the Vote. You can find them online, and they have a place where musicians can sign up to go play in polling in front of polling areas. And so I found out about this through Ellie Barber, and I signed up. And their mission is to just bring joy and music to people on election day, no matter who they vote for. It's really about the music and the people.
Hi, my name is Barbara Frota, currently of Carbondale.
Okay. What motivates you to vote today? I see you've got your ballot in hand.
I do. Voting on election day. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I just really believe that it's a huge gift that we live in a culture that we can vote, and I'm grateful for such an opportunity, and especially as a woman, I know that we really fought for this right to do so, and so I feel like if I didn't vote, I'm really dropping the ball and taking for granted a huge privilege.
How has COVID-19 affected your experience as a voter in this election?
Wow, that gets into a lot of different things. I have faith in the process. I have faith that whatever COVID represents, it's a universal shift for all of us. It's something that binds us all together. It's bringing people closer together and showing how one person in China can be connected to myself. And I also see the role of us all setting an intention and how do we act on that versus just talk about it or just complain. And I also really see I trust in the force of chaos. I trust in storm energy. I trust that this shift is really just another wildfire that's creating transformation, and it's a good thing, which I know a lot of people don't like to sit with, and I know a lot of people don't have a positive relationship to death, and I think it's hard. I think there's a lot of resistance with what's going on, and I'm just in that place of like, I'm trusting it. I trust that if I'm gonna get sick, I'm gonna get sick, and I trust that if Trump's gonna be president for another 4 years, he's going to, and I trust that that's gonna bring change that we need, not through his own actions, but how we respond to it.
My third question relates to that. It's what do you think tomorrow will look like, and how will you personally respond to whatever outcome?
I think it's going to be a beautiful day. I think it's all about how we approach the day, and if it's a choice. If he wins and I choose to do what I did last four years ago, which is sit and cry, I can do that, and that's fine, and it'll make it a really sad day. And if I want to choose to focus on my impact in this world and how I can spread love and joy to my community, then that's what I'm going to do. And so I'm hoping that for other people, they don't let what's going on outside of them dictate how they're going to choose to show up in this world, and I'm not going to let it choose for me.
Among the friendly voters, former Carbondale Police Chief Gene Schilling could be spotted assisting as a volunteer election judge.
Gene Schilling.
And this is your first year helping out as a volunteer with the election?
Yes, it is.
So what kind of things are you learning through this?
There's quite a few rules that you have to follow to make sure the election process is secure.
Right. So what motivates you to help out this year?
Community service. You know, I've always done community service. Mm-hmm. And because of my previous position, it wasn't really feasible for me to be an election judge. And so now I can be an election judge, and I thought it'd be pretty cool to come and learn the process and be part of it and give back to the community again, which I've done years and years and years and years.
How has COVID-19 affected your experience as a voter in this election?
For me, it hasn't affected as a voter anything at all. You know, I mean, I voted just like in years past. I filled out my ballot and dropped it in the drop box, and that's what I've done in years past. So COVID hasn't changed anything of how I vote, you know, put my ballot in.
And regardless of what happens tomorrow, how will you respond personally?
I wouldn't answer that question.
Okay.
I don't think that's an appropriate question to ask as an election
judge. You know
what
I'd say? Sleep in.
That's a good one. What's your name?
Paige.
What motivates you to vote today?
You gotta do what you can in this world.
Mm-hmm. What do you think tomorrow will look like, and how will you personally respond?
I don't know. Just do what you can and then hope for the best, and I hope that everyone sticks together anyway. I'm definitely happy to be here in Carbondale because I know our community cares about each other no matter what, so that's kind of the best outcome.
Oh, I'm just getting some recording for the radio station. Do you want to talk about voting today?
Sure.
All right. The first question, I mean, if you could each introduce yourselves and then what motivates you to vote today?
Oh, sure. Well, my name's Paige, and I'm voting because it's the little control that I'm given to exercise in these large nationwide matters, I suppose.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm Diane, and it's important for me not only for the United States of America and who's going to be our president, but I'm also voting for my community because on that ballot are issues important to local community, the state of Colorado, and the U.S. So I want my voice to be heard by my vote.
How has COVID-19 affected your voting experience this election?
Oh gosh, well, I'm down here in Carbondale to vote because I never got my ballot in the mail. I live up in Marble.
Oh.
And so instead of driving all the way to Gunnison to vote, I've come down to Carbondale to vote. I don't know if that has to do with COVID, if it has to do with...
But did your ballot not show up?
Never came, no.
That's interesting.
So, it's a mystery.
I think Mojo might have eaten it.
COVID affecting how I vote and my concerns for the communities as a whole, those of us who have been affected by it, it goes right back to accountability for taking care of the nation's health care, and by acknowledging it and providing the things that we need. I don't know how many people out in our community have had to be COVID tested, but I have another one coming up today. So being in one of the establishments of health, I've had, I think, 6 COVID tests, you know. And I'm not offended by it having to go up my nose, you know.
What do you think tomorrow will look like, and how will you personally respond to that outcome?
I am I'm accepting of whatever the outcome is, because I've done my part to do, you know, can only control what I can control, and I can vote today, so whatever the outcome is, I'll have to accept it, yeah.
Accept it. Unless there has something that comes about post-election that says this was wrong, there was the focus of, what do we say? I don't want to say cheating, but I'll say cheating.
Thank you all for your time.
Thanks for KDNK News, Raleigh-Burley.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, please do.
My name is Angus. I can't vote today, so I'm here just as a casual observer. I'm glad that the Carbondale militia seem to have stayed at home today. I was kind of half expecting that. I think whoever is elected president has got a really hard job. I don't think that goes away. And I think whoever votes for him probably has, you know, if Biden wins, I think people will expect way too much of him.
Yeah.
And I think people are unrealistic, generally. Don't understand the economy, not enough money being pumped into education. And I don't think things are going to change overnight. People expect that, I think that's unrealistic. But, you know, if I see some positive change, I'll probably do the citizenship and make my voice, you know, throw my voice into the mix next time around.